There was joy in that meeting. Ragnar and I embraced like brothers, and I thought of him as a brother, and he thumped my back, poured ale and gave me news. Kjartan and Sven still lived and were still in Dunholm. Ragnar had confronted them in a formal meeting where both sides were forbidden to carry weapons, and Kjartan had sworn that he was innocent of the hall burning and declared he knew nothing of Thyra. "The bastard lied," Ragnar told me, "and I know he lied, and he knows he will die." "But not yet. How can I take Dunholm?" Breda was there, sharing Ragnar's bed, and she greeted me warmly, though not as hotly as Nietgenger, who leaped all over me and washed my face with his tongue. Breda was amused that I was going to be her father. "But it will be good for you," she said. "Good for me? Why?" "Because you'll be a proper man." I thought I was that already. Yet there was still one thing lacking. One thing I had never confessed to anyone. Not to Mildred, not to Leofric, and not now to Ragnar or Breda. I had fought the Danes. I had seen ships burn and watched men drown. But I had never fought in a great shield wall. I had fought in small ones. I had fought ship's crew against ship's crew. But I had never stood on a wide battlefield and watched the enemy's banners hide the sun, and known the fear that comes when hundreds or thousands of men are coming to the slaughter. I had been at Jofrik and at Aesk's Hill, and I had seen the shield walls clash, but I had not been in the front rank. I had been in fights, but they had all been small, and small fights end quickly. I had never endured the long bloodletting, the terrible fights when thirst and weariness weaken a man, and the enemy, no matter how many you kill, keeps on coming. Only when I had done that, I thought, could I call myself a proper man. I missed Mildred, and that surprised me. I also missed Leofric, though there was huge pleasure in Ragnar's company, and the life of a hostage was not hard. We lived in Wurum, received enough food, and watched the grey of winter shorten the days.